This is Ozarks at Large. Voters in Arkansas a year from now will see not just candidates from the Republican and Democrat parties on the ballot, but Libertarian candidates as well. The Arkansas Secretary of State has verified the Libertarian Party of Arkansas submitted enough valid signatures, more than 10,000, to be included on the 2014 ballot. The signatures had to be submitted because the National Party's candidate for president in 2012, Gary Johnson, failed to receive 3% of the vote in Arkansas. Jessica Paxson is the chair of the Libertarian Party of Arkansas, and she joins me on the phone from her home in Marion. Jessica, welcome to Ozarks at Large.
Thank you for having me.
Well, what did it take to collect the really more than 12,000 valid signatures that you turned into the Secretary of State's office?
Well, it's a long process that took about a year from start to finish. First, we start with fundraising. We, you know, gathered funds from libertarians across the state and even the country who have a vested interest in seeing, you know, liberty candidates on their ballot. And so we started with the fundraising, and then we brought in some petitioners who spent, 9 weeks, I believe, full-time collecting signatures from registered voters in Arkansas. We collected 16,505 signatures, and of those, about 12,500 were valid, meaning that they were able to match up that name in the database at the Secretary of State's office, showing that they're a registered voter. And now we have been verified that at least 10,000 of those are valid, and now we have to fill out some paperwork to get our actual certification. And once we have that in hand, we are able to run partisan candidates in any race in Arkansas in 2014, from governor down to local partisan races.
I know that there are some people who have already suggested they might be interested in a gubernatorial candidacy. Any idea how many candidates you would have throughout the state by this time next year?
I believe we're probably looking at 50 or so libertarian candidates. Back in 2012, we had 14. It was our first bout with ballot access. And of those 14, we actually one was elected. So we're looking to field hopefully 50 candidates or so. We would love to see libertarians running in all of those statewide races. We also have people interested in running in all four of the congressional districts, have a couple people interested in seeking our nomination for the Senate seat. We've had lots of requests come in for people who are interested in being a candidate for state House and state Senate races. We actually have three announced candidates for the gubernatorial race. One is Frank Gilbert, a former mayor of Tull, Arkansas, and the first elected libertarian in Arkansas. Another is Sean Hipskind of Alexander. He's a businessman and author. And another is Glenn Schwartz. He's an activist there in the Little Rock area. So we are looking forward to having a gubernatorial debate at our nominating convention in February. It's February 21st through 23rd in Little Rock, so that we can hear what these guys have to say before we cast our ballots to have them represent us in that race.
So you will have your candidate decided by the end of February.
Correct.
And if I am correct, if your gubernatorial candidate receives 3% of the vote in the 2014 general election, you will not have to go through the signature verification with the Secretary of State to get on the 2016 ballot.
Exactly. Should our gubernatorial nominee receive that 3%, that's you know, a huge step for us looking forward to 2016, because the entire process to get on the ballot is pretty exhausting. It takes a lot of time, a lot of money, a lot of our resources, and it would be amazing if we could just start right out of the gate with ballot access in 2016 without having to exhaust ourselves with just trying to get on the ballot. That's what happens with third-party candidates, is that, well, we spend all of our time and energy just to get their name on the ballot, and then, you know, what we have left over isn't enough to support them as well as we'd like. So we would sure love for our gubernatorial candidate to get that 3% and allow us to, you know, start, you know, November 2014, looking forward to November 2016.
3 out of every 100 voters doesn't sound like a tall order until you look at how much money has been raised by the Republican and Democratic candidates for governor, and then it does seem like getting 3% in a gubernatorial statewide race will be a challenge.
Well, it will be a challenge. I'm not going to mince words there. It will be a challenge. But here's the thing. It really shouldn't be. A couple years ago, a Zogby poll came out that said that it was between 50% and 60% of respondents agreed with the statement that they identified as fiscally conservative and socially liberal. Well, those people are libertarians. And just last month, I believe a Gallup poll came out that said 60% of people said that Republicans and Democrats are doing such a poor job of representing them that we need a strong third party in this country. So people are ready. If they could get rid of that wasted voter syndrome and vote for their principles, well, that 60% of people would be voting libertarian, and libertarians would be running this country and leaving you alone to live in peace and keep your money in your pocket and stay out of your personal life. So it's just a matter of reaching people and having them understand that, you know, when you vote third party, libertarian, green, you're not wasting your vote. You are sending a message. And if people are serious about wanting a major third party in this country, then they're going to have to say it at the ballot box.
Jessica Paxson is the chair of the Libertarian Party of Arkansas. The party will be included on the 2014 ballot in Arkansas. Jessica, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.